Welcome to these additional episodes of Your Pregnancy Week by Week. We're going to provide information about things you may want to know about before baby's birth and in the weeks and months after baby arrives. Dr. Glade Curtis and I hope these discussions will help you and your partner settle into your new roles as parents. The information in these episodes is a general informative guide. None of the information we provide is intended to replace, countermand, or conflict with the advice given to you by your own doctors. Always follow his or her advice. Use the information you learn here as a starting place in your dialogue to help you put your life with baby and after pregnancy concerns, questions, or interests into words. Each episode will cover one topic. Our discussions are intended to help guide you through the many new experiences awaiting you. So let's get started on this discussion. We're going to talk about baby clothes and toiletries you'll need for your little one. Buying baby clothes is fun. I know this from personal experience, but let's be practical. Most babies don't need many clothes. A baby can get by with just some basics for quite a while. A few cute outfits are fun, but don't spend money on them if you don't need to, and you may receive clothing items as shower and baby gifts. Babies' needs are easy to meet. Diapers, t-shirts, gowns, one-piece onesies, footed sleepers, socks, bibs, a hat, a warm cover-up, blankets, and towels are basic items you'll need to have on hand. Clothes should be comfortable, soft, and easy to take care of. Sleepers or onesies that fasten at the front are best, as well as tops with wide necks that are easy to get over baby's head. Clothes made from cotton are a good choice. Be sure clothes are fire retardant. Size up before you buy. Baby will grow quickly, and if some things are a little big, roll up sleeves or pant legs. Things also may shrink when you wash them. You'll get longer use out of items if they're a little big to start with. If you do laundry once a week, have at least two outfits a day and one gown or sleeper for night, which baby may be able to wear again if he wakes up clean and dry. How many of each type of clothing depends on your personal situation, but have about 8 dozen, that's 96, diapers on hand. The total number can be a combination of cloth and disposable diapers if that's what you choose. As for clothing, this list should get you started. 6 to 8 t-shirts, 5 to 7 gowns, 8 lightweight footed sleepers, 2 blanket weight footed sleepers, 6 pairs of socks, 6 bibs, 1 or 2 hats, a warm cover-up for going outside in chilly weather, 12 to 15 one-piece short or long-legged onesies, 6 cotton receiving blankets. Look for ones that are square. It's easier to swaddle baby. 3 hooded baby towels. 3 washcloths. You'll probably also need some toiletries for baby. A brush and comb. A nail file or clippers or scissors. A nasal bulb syringe. A baby thermometer. Baby shampoo. Diaper rash ointment. Baby oil. Baby powder. Baby wipes. Cotton balls and petroleum jelly all come in handy when you need them. Keep them together so you can put your hands on them quickly. Use baby powder sparingly. Check with baby's doctor about using it. Research shows using powder daily is unnecessary. Throughout the first year, baby outgrows clothing very quickly, so you'll buy more clothes in infancy than when baby is older. You may spend $20 to $50 or more a month on baby clothes in the first 6 months. Remember, baby grows very quickly, so clothes may fit only for a short time. See if you can borrow or trade baby clothes with friends or family members. You can also shop for gently used baby clothes. They're often a great buy. Shop sales and outlet stores. Have fun dressing baby, but be smart. Follow us on social media for updates, new podcast episodes, and important information. Visit Your Pregnancy Week by Week all one word, on Facebook and Instagram. If you'd like to read about baby, check out our book, Your Baby's First Year, Week by Week. We cover many subjects dealing with baby in a weekly format, and each week is a fairly quick read. If you want to find out more about this podcast, visit our website, yourpregnancyweekbyweek.com. If you're looking for something specific, check out the podcast topics list.